Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife on this wonderful, well, fantastic Friday.
There you go. God is good to us.
Yes, he is. I had to think what day of the week it was for a second.
Anyhow. Too early in the morning.
We got a revelation for you. God wants you to be one of his choice miracle workers.
Think of that. Daniel 6:27. I love this. Daniel 6, verse 27, New Living Translation. He rescues and saves his people. He performs miraculous signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions.
No doubt, God has rescued many of us from the power of the lions, and I'm not talking about natural lions. On many occasions, God has performed mighty miracles in our behalf. As we began writing, we came up with several things we need to have in order to be one of God's miracle workers. Number one, born again. Number two, no compromise with sin. Number three, strengthen ourselves by spending time in his presence. Number four, give our tithes and spirit-led offerings. Number five, be free from unforgiveness in our hearts. Six, obey his instructions. And seventh, be full of faith and the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
If you've answered done or doing to each of these 7 points, then you are ready to be one of God's miracle workers. Number one, be ever ready to be used by God. If you want to be a miracle worker, then you must.
Be ready.
Must be ready to answer the call, even when it's not convenient or on your timetable. You may be eating dinner when a friend calls, needing a miracle in their finances. You may be watching your favorite television program. It's okay to admit you have one. When you take a call from someone taking a loved one to the emergency room, the hospital.
You need to be ready to respond whenever and wherever the Lord calls you into action. But the great news is that our Heavenly Father is on call 24/7.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 91 verse 15 in the New Living Translation. When they call on me, I will answer, and I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. Love it. Psalm 34:17. You're going to love this. Psalm 34:17 in the Message Bible says, is anyone crying for help? God is listening, ready to rescue you. Number two, analyze the situation. In Hosea 14:9, New Living Translation, it says, let those who are wise understand these things. Let those with discernment listen carefully. The paths of the Lord are true and right, and righteous people live by walking in them. But in those paths, sinners stumble and fall. You know, in order to analyze any situation, we need discernment and preparation. Joshua 7, verse 13, New Living Translation. Get up, command the people to purify themselves in preparation for tomorrow. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Hidden among you, O Israel, are things set apart for the Lord. You will never defeat your enemies until you remove these things from among you. As we were going over this verse, we were looking for something to encourage daily preparation when God showed us another powerful truth in it. God instructed the children of Israel to purify themselves. In the King James Version, it says, sanctify yourselves. And according to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for sanctify means to consecrate. Sanctify, prepare, dedicate, be hallowed, be holy, be sanctified by, be separate. Part of our daily preparation should be to sanctify ourselves, consecrate, and yes, prepare ourselves for the day, because we don't know what lies ahead. This procedure will help us to be more accurately able to assess any emergency situation.
Number three, your word can save lives. Let me say that again. Your words can save lives and change destinies. If a person is facing a catastrophic situation of any sort, sickness, financial or marital distress. They need the comfort, strength, and life-saving properties found in the Word of God. As one of God's miracle workers, you're positioned to speak soul-saving, life-changing, destiny-shaping words to the person facing an emergency situation.
Ephesians 4, verse 29 in the Classic Amplified says, "Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it."
Never doubt that you're being prepared for a life of service. You're being strategically positioned at the right place, at the right time, like right now.
That's it. Number four, bring peace to the situation. It's important in the midst of a storm that we be able to bring peace to a person that we're ministering to. We're not talking about peace that's born from the natural mind, but peace born of the Spirit. We're going to deal with some people who've had relatively little peace in their lives. Truthfully, they may not even understand what it means. In Romans 3, verse 17, Classic Amplified, it says, "And they have no experience of the way of peace. They know nothing about peace, for a peaceful way they do not even recognize."
Wow. Sad.
It is. And we are to bring stability to any and every stormy situation by the power of God. One of the things that always brings us peace when facing difficult situations is to look out the window.
That's true.
Then Harold always used to say, if you don't see God's throne anywhere in the horizon, you know he's still on it. But the point being,
and if he's on it, yeah, everything's going to be all right.
That's right. The point being is to bring, clarity and peace of God into a situation.
Number five, address the immediate needs in the situation. We often find it helpful to ask a person to write down what they're facing. Ask them to be specific. Then ask them to assign a scripture that covers each of the problems they're facing.
Or help them to find one.
Next, ask them to write a confession utilizing those scriptures to have them overcome the adversity that they've been experiencing. Psalm 102, 1 and 2. And the New Living Translation. A prayer of one overwhelmed with trouble, pouring out problems before the Lord. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my plea. Don't turn away from me in my time of distress. Bend down to listen and answer me quickly when I call. And we have the assurance that he does. Once that task is accomplished, we ask them to list how God has blessed them in the past 24 hours. We then recommend they take the list of blessings and begin praising him for delivering them in the past, and do it throughout the day.
Deuteronomy 10:21 in the New Living Translation. He alone is your God, the only one who is worthy of your praise, the one who has done these mighty miracles that you have seen with your own eyes. Number six, get them into a church or into pastoral counseling situation. Sometimes we can't do it all ourselves, for sure.
True.
Recognize that you're not their Holy Spirit or their pastor. So direct them to a Word, full gospel, local church, especially the Holy Spirit filled, for their extended love and support and discipleship. Every answer to every question that anyone will ever have can be found in the 66 chapters of God's Word. But we want to learn something new. If we want to learn it new, let me put it that way, all we have to do is read something that is written in the beginning. In God's Word, we'll find every instruction on how to live the kind of life that God desires. 1 Timothy 1:5 in the New Living Translation tells us, "The purpose of my instruction is that all believers would be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and genuine faith." Once you're in the Word, then we want to get into his presence. Romans 8:26, Classic Amplified. So too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weaknesses. For we do not know what prayer we offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. The scripture is also clear about the need of our fellowship in a local assembly, a local church. Hebrews 10:25, Classic Amplified. Not forsaking or neglecting to assemble together as believers, as is the habit of some people, but admonishing, warning, urging, and encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day approaching. The Word, the Holy Spirit, a full gospel church, that's a great prescription for anyone who's experienced trauma and needs a spiritual EMT.
Number 7, always be ready for your next assignment.
Hallelujah.
Can somebody say hallelujah? 2 Timothy 4:2, Classic Amplified Bible. Herald, that's H-E-R-A-L-D. Herald and preach, I had to say that.
Yeah.
Herald and preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Stand by. Be at hand and ready. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, whether it is welcome or unwelcome, you, as a preacher of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong and convince them, rebuking and correcting, warning and urging and encouraging them, being unflagging and inexhaustible in patience and teaching. Do not overlook nor neglect your own spiritual growth and preparation. It's an ongoing, never-ending process that enriches your life and usability as a miracle worker in the kingdom of God. 2 Timothy 2:15, Classic Amplified. Study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling, and skillfully teaching the word of truth. One last thing. Remember that everything you do, you're doing for God's glory. Colossians 3:23.
And the Classic Amplified says, whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul as something done for the Lord and not for men.
You know, in summing up, honey, these 7 keys of being a miracle worker, 2 more scriptures come to mind. First, Joshua 3:5. Well, this should become our expectation for each day. I love this verse. For tomorrow, Jehovah will do wonders among you. We should know that God is going to do mighty miracles and wonders among us, and we should expect it every day.
Hallelujah. Second is 1 Samuel 10:7. 1 Samuel 10:7 in the Message Bible, and it says, when these confirming signs are accomplished, you'll know that you're ready. Whatever job you're given to do, do it. God is with you.
Give your best. God asks for nothing less. Never give God less than your best as one of his chosen miracle workers.
And he will not disappoint.
And never doubt that you are one of his chosen miracle workers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We trust you had a great day, Valentine's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
If you've been blessed with this teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.